Good morning, good morning, and good morning. Every Sunday and every Wednesday, I greet you in the name of the Lord Jesus by saying good morning. Why do we say good morning? We say it because it's a good morning. The enemy did everything in his power to destroy us, to block us, to tear us down, to ensure that we did not get on the call this morning, because the enemy knows that there's always a word for us. But we say good morning because the weeping of the night has now arrived at the joy of the morning. Good morning to all of you, God's children. It is a joy, it is a privilege to come together once again to thank God and to praise Him for who He is and what He has done in our lives. Whether you want to admit it or not, the Lord has been so good. The Lord has been so kind. The Lord has been so merciful. As a matter of fact, the Lord has been better to us than we've been to ourselves. When I was a youngster growing up in church, many of the things the old saints used to say, I find myself saying them now. I used to say, that's just a cliche. That's just a cliche. But as I've grown closer to God, I've learned that, yes, He's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. He's a good God. He's a kind God. He's an everlasting God. He's a God who sits high and look low. He's a God who has all power in His hand. I want you to be encouraged today. I want you to lift your head, and I want you to be encouraged today. This time of prayer and meditation is not about a motivational speech. It's about not trying. It's not about trying to make you think something that's not real. I know, as the old saints used to say, that I know that I know, that I know that I know that God is real. He is real because not only did He wake me up this morning, but He kept me all night long. Saints of God, spend some time thinking about the goodness of God. Spend some time thinking about the power of God that has blessed you, that has healed you, that has delivered you, that has given you peace in the midst of your storms. I'm grateful that I serve a God who does not alienate me. I'm grateful that I serve a God that when I get overwhelmed, He reminds me He's the God who can do anything but fail. If you can hear my voice today, God is saying, hear Him. And this is what He wants to say to you. I am with you. I'm not going to allow anything to overcome you. Your nerves, your energy is all in a self-willed mode. If you allow it to overcome you, it will. I said this years ago, and I want to recapitulate it today. Whatever you say out of your mouth, it comes looking for you. If you say, I'm sick, sickness come looking for you. If you say, I'm troubled, troubles come looking for you. By the same token, if you say, I'm healed, healing comes looking for you. If you say, I'm blessed, blessings come looking for you. If you say, I'm highly favored, favor comes looking for you. Let me tell you my conversation. I'm healed. I'm delivered. I'm set free. I am a son of God. I am a child of the King, which means everything that I've just declared in the atmosphere is being certified and then sent from heaven to bless me real good. You're in the moment that you're in, not by accident. You're in this moment because God is proving to you how powerful and mighty He really is. He didn't just wake you up, but He's giving you your right mind. He didn't just give you your right mind, but He's giving you health and strength. He didn't just give you health and strength, but He's keeping you all of the days of your life. We have reason to give Him glory. We have reason to give Him praise. We have reason to tell the devil to get thee behind me. We have reason to tell the devil, you have no grounds here. Because this is what we discovered. The devil does not have dominion over our lives. God does. Only God has dominion over our lives, which means the devil plays a part in trying to trip you up, trap you, and try to take you under. But Jesus said, I've come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. I need you to live today. I need you to live so strong that you look like what God has blessed you through. I ain't telling you to look like the sin. I ain't telling you to look like the shame. I ain't telling you to look like the guilt. I'm telling you to look like a person who is favored by God. Daniel was in the lion's den. He came out unscathed. The three Hebrew boys, they were in the fiery furnace. They came out not smelling like smoke, not smelling, not looking like what they've been through. God is saying, look like I'm blessing you. Act like I'm blessing you. Walk in the freeness and the newness of your God, and he will keep you. He will bless you, and he will heal you. Because listen, if there is a praiser, you will find the Lord right there. The Bible teaches us that he inhabits the praises of his people. If you want the Lord's presence, you don't get it by complaining. You get it by praising. So this morning, I want you to lift your head. I want you to be encouraged. I want you to get ready. God has something big for you. This morning, as I was preparing this week, I've been on fire all week long. I've been preparing all week. I'm not one of those individuals who wait until Saturday to pull something together. I've been spending time with the Lord, so the moments that I'm preaching at East Zion, I'm able to impact people's lives by what the Lord is saying. And we've been dealing with the fact that we're living in a crazy world, and this world has some of us believing that God can't do it, God can't fix it, or God can't create the miracle that we need in our lives. This morning, I want to remind you, and I'm going to remind them at the 10 o'clock worship experience, God still fashions miracles. God still opens doors. God still makes ways. God still bridges gaps in our lives. So today is a good day. Today is the first day of the rest of your life. How are you going to choose to live it? How are you going to choose to spin it? How are you going to choose to show the devil that you gave him a black eye and that you're proud about it, you're happy about it? Because the Lord has been on your side. The Lord has made the way. You don't have a reason to be down. You don't have a I don't care what you're going through. I don't care what happened yesterday. Yesterday was a test, but it was not the end of the story. You're here now. You're still in your right mind. And God says these words, live now. Live now. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for. The thing we often forget is the first word in that text. Now. Not you. Some people say faith is the substance of things hoped for. And guess what happens? Whenever they find faith, then they understand it. But the first word is now. Wherever you are, whatever is happening, let your faith push you through what God is blessing you through. That's what I want to give you this morning. I want you to know that God is with you and that God is standing by you. He has you in the hollow of his hand, and he'll let nothing destroy you because he came to bless you. He came to bless you, Mom. He came to bless you, Dad. He came to bless you, child of God. Don't you dare allow Satan to steal your joy. Don't you dare allow Satan to steal your peace. Don't you dare allow Satan to forfeit the blessings that God has bestowed upon your life. You are a winner. You are on the Lord's side. And listen, David made a statement. I'm going to give you the text, but David made a statement. He said, I once was young, but now I'm old. But I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor its seed begging bread. And this is a word from the Lord for you, my sister, and a word from the Lord for you, my brother. You can be wherever you are, and God can bless you right in the midst of it. Change your thoughts. Change your mindset. Change your personality. Don't think everything has to please your flesh. God is saying, I'm blessing you right in the midst of your flesh being burned up. Because that's what God is trying to do. He's trying to move us from our fleshly thinking, our fleshly desires, our fleshly will, so that his will can be done. Aren't you glad that you serve a God who loves you so much that he wants you to be all his and not half and have somebody else's? I'm grateful today. Join me in my gratitude for thanking God and for praising God for all that he has, is, and will do in our lives. The word of God today is in Isaiah as it was on Wednesday. It's in Isaiah chapter 41, verse 13. Isaiah chapter 41, verse 13. Listen to these words. This is the Lord speaking to you directly through the prophet Isaiah. He says, I am the Lord, your God, who holds your hand. Fear not, I will help thee. I am the Lord, your God, who holds your hand. Fear not, I will help you. I am the Lord, your God, who holds your hand. Fear not, I will help you. Here is your word today. No reason to fear. Here is your word, my brother. Here is your word, my sister. Tune in. Get closer to your phone. Fear not. He says, I will help you. There's no reason to fear. There is no reason to fear. You're not in your circumstance alone. The Lord is with you, holding your hand. Why are you afraid? What is wrong with you? Do you not know who your God is yet? Listen to me this morning. Are you serious? You worried about what? How in the world can you keep testifying to the world that the Lord is good, that the Lord is a keeper, that the Lord is a sustainer, that the Lord is a wheel in the middle of a wheel? How is it that you stand and testify that God is good all the time, and all the time God is good? And yet, when something comes up against you, you fall apart. Saints, faith is not what we say. Faith is what we do. Faith is what we know. I know that God will work it out. I don't see how he's going to work it out. That's not my business. But what my business is my knowing. I know he's going to work it out. Remember the dialogue that was held between Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego when King Nebuchadnezzar says to them, I want you to bow down. You need to bow down right now, because we're going to throw you into the fiery furnace. Listen to what the boys said. King, live forever. The God that we serve can, even if he doesn't, deliver us out of the fiery furnace. It's the middle part of their dialogue that speaks to the length, strength, and depth of their faith. I'm not going to bow because my God can, even if he chooses not to. All things work together for the good. Whether the Lord decide to fix a circumstance or not, it's still working for your good. When Joseph got into that zone of his brothers, worrying about whether or not he would have retribution on them, he said these words, you meant it for evil, but God's intentions were for good. Wherever life land you, whatever happens in your world, it's working for your good, child of God. It's working for, it might not be pleasing to you, but it's working for your good. Lift up your head and be lifted up. Child of God, you should not be crying, scared, nervous, falling apart. The devil is a liar. Jesus said, I've come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. When will you trust God? When will you believe God? When will you believe that he'll never leave you nor forsake you? And if God be with you, he's more than everything that is against you. You're going through your situation for growth and development, not for doom and destruction. Can I say that to you again? You're going through your circumstance, through the situation that you're going through, to grow you, to develop you. It's not to doom and destroy you. You will not die or be defeated. Jesus came that you might have the abundant life. I need you to believe that today. I want you to hear me today. But most of all, I want you to hear God whispering in your ear, I am the Lord, your God, who holds your hand. He has your hand. He's holding your hand. He's guiding you through what you're going through. And because he's guiding you through it, you will live. You will survive. You will be stronger. Do you really believe that God is who he say he is? Well, if you do, trust him. That's it. You got to trust him. If God be with you, he's more than the things and the thing that may be attacking you. Let it attack you. You are protected. You have protective custody by the hand of Almighty God. And that word is the word you're going to have to go off of today. That word is the word you're going to have to smile with today. Though David said, yea, though I walk through the valley and the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. He gives his why. The Lord is with me. See, when I was younger, everybody who knows me, and when I got older, you knew it too. But when I was real young, I was a true mama's baby. I was the last child my mother had. There was no place she went, good places or bad places, that her baby didn't go with her. And when I wasn't in her presence, there was fear, there was anxiety, because I was a mama's boy. I needed my mother. Before I married my wife, I consulted my mama. I mean, before I got baptized, even though my mama wasn't in church, I consulted her wisdom. I was a mama child, and I never will forget being reared in the projects. And when we would hear gunshots, as long as my mama had my hand, the bullet could not hit me in my world. I felt we were safe. Now, if mama wasn't around, I would be worried. I would fall apart. I would cry, Lord, what is happening? But if mama was around, when the bullets would be flying, when the screaming would be happening, if I had mama's hand, everything was all right. Well, listen to me. I exchanged hands. I went from mama's hands to God's hands. And in the text, he says, I will hold you and hold your hand. Well, now that I got God's hand, everything will be all right. When I walk through the valley, the shadow of death, as long as God's got my hand, I know everything is going to be all right. The things that are happening in my life, it's causing me some trepidation until I remember who's holding my hand. Today, I want you to remember who's holding your hand, who's guiding your feet, who's blocking everything the enemy wants to use to destroy you. And I want to remind you of his name. His name is Jesus. He is the lily of the valley. He is the bright of the morning star. He is the rose of Sharon. He is the God who heals us, who delivers us and sets us free. You don't have a reason You don't have a reason to be afraid unless you have no faith. Unless you don't believe God, unless you have not accepted him as your Lord, your Savior, and your Master, if you have not accepted him, if you do not believe him, then certainly you ought to be afraid. If you have not given him your life, if you not trusted him before, it is easy for you not to trust him now. But today, the call of God is trust him. He'll work it out. There are people on this phone call right now. If I was to open up this line and I would say, is there anybody to testify of the goodness of God, of the God who takes care of you, the God who brings you out, the God who makes a way, the God who bridges your gaps? Is there anybody here? People would start saying, here I am, here I am. I am one. I know that God is real. I know that God can fix it. I know that God can turn it. And listen to me, what he did for them, he'll do for you. You got to trust him. You got to trust him. You got to trust him with your every fiber in you. You got to trust him not just to be your food, but also to be your provider. Not just to be your food, but also to be your provider. Trust the Lord today. God will hold your hand, and he will get you through. Your circumstances was a surprise to you. What you're going through was a surprise to you, but it was not to God. So trust him. He gonna get you through. He wouldn't allow it to come if he wasn't gonna bring you through. He bringing you through this slowly so you can learn. I tell the young people all the time, no education like devastation. The things we learned when we were happy, we done forgot 99% of it. But it's the stuff that devastated us that we still remember. And God is saying, I'm taking you through this so that you will have a good education, so that you can trust me more. Because when you come out of this, you gonna tell somebody, had it not been for the Lord who was on my side, I would not have survived it. I would not have made it. But because of the Lord, I'm standing here today. Because of the Lord, I'm able to still matriculate through life. Saints of God, it's time to trust him and not have any fear at all. Here's the question. The question is very simple. Why is there no reason to fear? I'm going to give you three quick reasons, and I'm going to let you go. Here's number one, because of God's power. That's why, because of God's power. God's authority is always the ruling authority over whatever and wherever you are. The ruling authority is God. You may have sickness, but the ruling authority is God. You may have trouble, but the ruling authority is God. You may have circumstances, you may have family members that are going crazy. The ruling authority is God. Now trust him. Here's number two. Not only because of the power of God, but also because of the peace of God. Listen, he's giving you peace that passes all understanding. He's giving you the ability. You remember what I said about my mama? As long as my mama held my hand, I knew that everything was all right. Things around us was crazy. Things that were happening was crazy. But listen to me. When I touch my mama's hand, I knew everything. Well, can I tell you what happens now? When I just know that I'm connected to God, it doesn't matter what happens. God says, I'm going to bring you through it. I'm going to bring you out of it. And if God said it, I believe it. And that settles it. It's not about whether or not God will heal me. It's never about whether or not God will bless me. It's never about whether or not God will make a way for me. It's always about, will I trust him? That what he's doing is satisfying to me. Today, not only because of God's power, you cannot fear, not only because of God's peace, but here's the last one, not only because of God's protection. Listen to me very carefully. You're covered. That's all I got to say. You're covered. I can drop the mic now. You're covered. You're covered from the top of your head to the sole of your feet. Come on, child of God. Come on, man of God. Come on, woman of God. Come on, stop acting crazy. You are covered. No weapon formed against you can prosper. You're covered. What are you worried about? What are you afraid of? I don't care what the judge says tomorrow. I don't don't care what the lawyers are saying. I don't care what the doctor is saying. You're covered. Nothing can happen to you that God will not permit and see you through. He won't leave you, nor will he forsake you. He have not brought you to this point to now devastate you to a place where you lose it. God has gotten you to this place because he now want to bless you to another level. He wants to make way for the blessing that you have not seen. Listen to what the word of God says. Eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, neither have it entered into the heart of man the good thing that God has in store for your life. I need you to live. Stop being afraid. Stop worrying. And I want you to trust God. Lift up your head, O ye gate, and be lifted up, ye everlasting doors, and let the King of glory come. And I wish somebody would get happy this morning. I wish somebody would get happy this morning. I wish somebody would get happy this morning and tell the Lord, thank you for all he has done. Thank you for all that he is doing. Thank you for all that he will do. I know it may sound like I'm just trying to motivate you, but I'm a thorough believer that he will work it out. I'm a thorough believer that he will make a way. Can I tell you why I'm a believer? Because he did it before for me, and he's doing it right now. Everything is not sunshine in my life. Everything is not going perfect in my life. Everything is not peachy cream in my life. But guess what I know? I know who holds my hand. Guess what I know? I know who got my back. There are people who say, I got your back. And as soon as they get mad at you, they walk away from you and desert you. But let me tell you about my Lord. When I do him wrong, he still sticks by me. When I do him wrong, he still holds my hand. That's why I serve him. That's why I trust him. That's why I believe him. Because he doesn't have a self-agenda other than to bless you, to heal you, and to deliver you. This morning, the word of God to you is simple. No reason to fear. If you're fearing, it's because you got no faith. But if you got faith, then you trust God. You believe God, and you stand on his word. Pray with me this morning. Oh, God, our Father, we thank you today. We thank you, God, for your goodness, your kindness, and your tender mercies. We thank you, God, for grace and for peace. You are an awesome and amazing and a God who sits high and looks low. There is no word that can really describe your awesomeness. There is no word that can really describe how wonderful and how mighty and how magnificent you really are. So, God, thank you. That's all I need to say to you today. Thank you. Thank you for what you've done. Thank you for what you're doing. And thank you for what you're going to do. Today, God, we will worship at churches all over this country. And Father, I pray the word of God be strong today. I pray the word of God will be relevant today. I pray the word of God will set us on fire, that we will see who you are and trust you when we're going through the storms and rains of life. Thank you, Father. Be with us, Father, and stand by us. We lift this morning, Minister Candy. We lift this morning, Brother Keenan Hunt. We lift this morning, Minister Cleckley. We lift this morning, Trustee and Brother Myers. We lift this morning, Wanda Jones. We lift this morning, Ashley Murray. We lift this morning, Michelle Murray. We lift this morning, Brother Ben Mobley. And Father, when we're lifting them, we're putting them in your presence. You know them. You know all about them. And Father, we put them in your hands and we say, have your way, God. Bless them, heal them, and deliver them. This morning, God, there are people who have brought prayer lists to this call. They're seeking you for various things. Father, we pray for their faith first. I pray, God, that you would give them the faith to believe and trust that you're able to do exceedingly and abundantly. And God, after you've given them the faith, I pray that you would respond according to your will in that circumstances. Be the healer, be the deliverer, and be the one who set them free. Thank you, Father. We pray for pastors, those who are on the call, those who are going to stand behind the sacred desk today and declare the word of God to the people of God. I pray today, God, in the name of Jesus, that you would give them a word, give them the articulation, God, that they may be able to express the truth of you and how powerful and mighty you are. Father, today, I pray for every person who can hear my voice. Father, they got up this morning and you gave them a word. And Father, let them walk away from this time of prayer and meditation with a word from you, a word that will heal them, a word that will calm them, a word that will give them strength in the moments that they're living in. Thank you, Father. That's all I can keep saying, Father, is thank you because you've been so good. Thank you because you've been so kind. Thank you because you've been so merciful. Move in a mighty way today, God, and remind us of the hope that we have in you. Remind us of the strength that you have. Remind us of the power that you have. So when we're walking through the valleys and the shadows of death, we won't fear any evil because we know that we know that we know that we know you are with us. God, stand by us and hold us. This is our prayer today in Jesus' name.
Amen.
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 Thank you, Pastor.
You
have a wonderful day, everyone.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen, Pastor.
Oh, wonderful word, wonderful word to start our new week. He is the Lord, is our Savior, our Healer.
Continue to bless my pastor as he goes forth every Sunday, every Wednesday,
yes,
preaching
Jesus.
The Word of God.
Give him the strength all the time.
Prayer, spoken word, I praise the Lord God.
Give him the strength.
Family, Lord, let your will be done. The spoken word all over the world. Let someone say, what must I do to be saved? Oh, that's so important, Lord God, drawing people closer to you in the name of Jesus.